Welcome to Because We Care Podcast. I'm your host today, Joyful Judy. Well, I'm so glad you tuned in because this broadcast is just for you. We will be discussing about real life issues. We will be talking about singlehood, how to raise children being single. We will also talk about waiting on a mate and what do you do when God sends you that mate. We will also be talking about marriage. But I need you to, first of all, to do something for me. I need you to sit back, put on your seatbelt, buckle up, relax, because we are getting ready to go on a ride. I would like to share with you my testimony. In 1982, the Lord came into my heart. I was sitting on my couch in the south side of Chicago, getting ready to watch a TV broadcast that called All My Children. And all of a sudden, I heard a voice say, "Who are you?" And I looked around, and I got up, and I went into the bathroom, and I looked in the mirror at myself, and I said, "Who am I?" To myself, "Who am I?" And I began to hear a voice say, "Repent." I got on my knees, I began to repent, and ask God to forgive me for my sins. I was crying, I was booing, and all that kind of stuff. Now, I knew about repentance because I used to watch TV 38 before this occurred. And I believe God was setting me up, you know. But anyway, they had teachings on there, and they was preaching on there, and they had singing, you know, gospel. It was God. It was a Christian. Back then, it was what you call a Christian station, okay. But anyway, fast forward. There was a presence in that bathroom. My God, I'll never forget that presence. Holy Spirit was in that bathroom with me. I mean, it was so peaceful, so calm in that bathroom. It was like the whole world had stopped. I'll never forget that presence. Holy Spirit told me, take those cigarettes and throw them out, and take the beer and throw it out. I opened up my refrigerator. I opened those cans of beers, and I poured them all out in the sink and tore up those cigarettes. And I was like, oh, God, my son at that time, and it was 12 o'clock when I went into the bathroom. I came out about 2:45 because my son was just coming. As soon as I came out the bathroom, my son was coming in the door. He was coming from school. So that means I was laid out in this. I was slain in the spirit. Back then, I didn't know what slain in the spirit was. I knew God was doing a work on the inside of me. He was changing me. He was rearranging me. He was doing some things on the inside of my heart. And I knew there was becoming a change in me. But anyway, long story short, I began to read the Word of God. I had a Bible, but never really read it. But I began to read the Word of God. And the Holy Spirit would give me scriptures and take me to scriptures. And He began to talk to me about, remember in Corinthians, I read about every woman should have her own husband to avoid fornication. Let every woman have her own husband. Every man should have his own wife. And God was cleaning me up. He was trying to purify me and cleanse me. He was trying to transform me when He saved me, because He knew He had to get me clean to really, really save me. I also can remember He gave me three scriptures. Now, these scriptures kept me, and I used these three scriptures. And I never knew you can use scriptures, never knew you could stand on scriptures. Didn't know the Word of God was life until the Holy Spirit began to show me it is life. I read it. The Word of God is life to them that find it. The first scripture was 2 Corinthians 11:4. For if he that cometh preach another Jesus whom we have not preached, or if he receive another spirit which ye have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, let him be accursed. Now this was one of the scriptures God gave me. Then the Holy Spirit gave me 2 Corinthians 11:14. And no marvel, for Satan himself transformed himself as an angel of light. Also, He gave me Revelation 22:19. And if any man should take away from this word of the book of the prophecy, God should take away his part out of the book of life. Now, those scriptures kept me saved for those many years, because I came against a lot of attacks, and I had to remember what the Word of God had told me when I came against going to another ministry where they was not preaching Jesus, they was preaching another Jesus. And the Holy Spirit, you know, let me he brought back that remembrance of that scripture, and 2 Corinthians 11:4. Then I had to deal with places that I was going to and people working demonic activities and operation. I didn't even know what my demonic activity operation was. Didn't know nothing about deliverance. Didn't know nothing about all that. But my spirit was all grieved up. I didn't even know what was going on in my spirit. But the Holy Spirit began to give me those scriptures back. The marvel not, daughter, that Satan transformed himself into the angel of light. And all these things that was going on in my life, I knew Holy Spirit was revealing himself to me through scriptures, which I did not know you could stand on scriptures. But I thank God today, people, just to testify my testimony, how Holy Spirit has always been real in my life. And Holy Spirit is real. He is a comforter. He will lead us. He will guide us into all truth. But my life began to change, began to transform. I could recall as I lived in the building, sooner or later, the building the lady lived in, that I lived there upstairs with this lady in a two flat, she was selling a building, so I had to move. And I told my mom I have to move. I don't know where I'm going. My mother said, well, come on, Judy, you bring the kids, you can stay with me. I stayed with my mom. Even as I stayed with my mom, I began to live my life before my mother. And my mother gave her life to the Lord as well. As she saw me living a life, she saw my life. So she began to live her life, and she gave her life to the Lord. I praise God for that, because 2012, my mother left here. She went home to be with the Lord. My mother was saved, and she lived a godly life before God and before her family. But I just wanted to share that testimony with you, that the Lord began to let me know. I can recall when I gave my life to the Lord that he had put me in this ministry. And this ministry, they would talk about soul winning. We would go to soul winning all the time. We would win souls to the Lord, and they would train us and teach us, you know, how to win souls, about how to approach people and not to put your hands on people. If you want to pray with them, if you want to put your hand on their shoulder, ask them first. He says, okay, so I lay my hand on your shoulder, but just to automatically just touch people. That was not prohibited, you know. That wasn't anything that we should have done, because we was outside with them with all type of people, you know. And anyway, make a long story short, soul winning was something that I really loved. I just thought every believer, every person, every church was really soul winning. But I began to soul win. We began to win souls, the loss of people. And the Lord began, the Holy Spirit began to let me know that he wanted that to be a lifestyle with me for 24/7. That I was to walk or walk before him, to be that living epistle read by men, that my life would speak for itself, that he wanted me to use me as a witness, as a witness of the things that God had done in my life. He had done so many things in my life. He wanted me to share my testimony. And even as I was at the ministry that I was taught and trained, it was a great ministry, and they would taught me and train me, the pastor and his wife, they would teach and train me and other people, you know, other the members that was there. How to, like I say, testify. I would go to different churches. They would ask me, and I think it was another lady, we would go to different churches and give our testimony. And they said, this woman of God, she had a Damascus Road experience. She would like to give her testimony. And I was standing around giving my testimony, and they really encouraged me to keep going with that testimony, never lose sight of my testimony, and always remember what God had did for me. And you know, I think back now, it's been almost 30-some years that I never forgot. It was always like yesterday. It's so fresh in my mind. I'm like, Lord, oh God, it's so fresh. It's like it happened last week, but it's so fresh. That living your life before God and before others is so important. The Holy Spirit has taught me so much how to raise my children. Like I said before, I think I said in one of my podcasts, how the Holy Spirit would teach you how to train your children. I can recall getting back to what Holy Spirit would do. I can recall my children would come in from school, and the Holy Spirit, I'll be on the phone. He would tell me I have to get off the phone and see what my child have to say, because a lot of times children, remember, they are children. They're not going to act like adults. They are children, so they think like children. They wanted to say something to me if I'm on the phone talking, and they come in, they're not going to say anything. And then if I say, what's wrong with you? Because they mad, first of all, because I'm on the phone. And they pouting and everything because they're children. And what's wrong with you, boy? You know, he mad because I'm on the phone. He ain't going to say nothing, but he mad because I'm on the phone. So he taught me how to get off the phone and tend to my children and see what how was their day and things like that. I mean, I was raised like that as well, but Holy Spirit let me know, you know, a lot of times we're on the phone talking spiritual things when, you know, hey, we can let that go. When your child come in or whatever, you got to give them some attention because you don't know what they encountered that day. So Holy Spirit, he taught me so much. There's so many things the Holy Spirit had taught me I had not learned in no Bible study. I did not learn. Nobody could taught me what he taught me. But I just want to encourage you today to let you know that the Lord loves us so much. It does not matter what we have done. If we don't even know Christ as Lord and Savior, as you listen to this podcast, you're going to know him today. All you have to do is repent from your sins. I was in church for years and I didn't even know Christ. I was just going to church. I got baptized, but I did not know Jesus Christ as my Savior. No, I didn't know him. I didn't even read the Bible. Only time I read it was when I went to church and whenever I did go. But long story short, God loves us so much. He wants us to be, he is our God and we are his people because he died on the cross for humanity. His desire is that none should perish, but all should come into everlasting life. So if you don't know Christ as Lord and Savior, make a decision today to repent from your sins and turn from your ways and ask him to come into your heart, and you'll do that. And if you have fallen away from him or you no longer want to serve God because of what somebody has said or did or hurt that you might have occurred somewhere in the ministry or somewhere, don't worry about that. God loves you. People didn't save you and people cannot keep you. Only person to save you is Christ Jesus. Come back to the Lord. He wants you. He has needed you. He loves you so much. Come back to him. And if you're falling down, get up. Just get up. Keep on moving. Keep on pushing. Because Christ, he loves you so much. And I just want to share that with you. I just want to give you that small testimony about how God loves us so much. And my testimony, how God saved me and how God began to deal with me, with my family. Because family is so important to God. Yes, it is. And it's important to you as well as it is to me. God wants us saved. God wants us to be clean. God wants us to come to him with a pure heart and clean hands. He don't want to come up to us any kind of way because our life should be representing who Christ is. We should be a living pencils read by men. So our children, our grandchildren can see our life, our husbands, our friends, our neighbors can see the Christ that's on the inside of us. Because the only Christ they're going to see, people, is us. In us, is him. The only Jesus they're going to see is on the inside of you, on the inside of me. So I just want to share that with you. You listen to this podcast. We're reaching. This is 2021. We are going in 2022. And I really believe that God is really, really preparing us. He wants us to prepare us to get prepared for his coming. Because sure as I'm sitting on this broadcast, as soon as you're listening, we know Christ is on his way back. Nobody knows the day. Nobody knows the hour when he's coming back. But truly, he is coming back. He's coming back for his bride, which is the church. And he's coming back for a church without a spot and a wrinkle. We want to be that church. We want to be that bride. We want to be that people that God come back for. So, Father, we just thank you and we love you so much. We adore you. We magnify you. I thank you for your people that listen to the podcast. I thank for those that love you and those that know you. And, Father, I thank for those that don't know you but desire to know you, Father. I pray, Father, for them as well. Even now, I pray for their family. I pray for their children. I pray for their loved ones, Lord God. I pray for their neighbors, Lord God. I pray for those that are sick, God, they be healed. God, make them whole. I declare healing. I declare wholeness, Lord God. Those that have lost loved ones, Lord God. Anything they've lost that was dear to them, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you bring restoration, God. Relationships, Lord God. Bring restoration between mother and daughter. Bring restoration between father and son, God. Niece and aunt, Lord God. Bring restoration in the home, Father. In Jesus' name. So, Father, we just thank you. We just love you. We just adore you. We just give you glory and honor and praise. I just want to share that with you. Like I said, I know that we are reaching, well, like I said, we're in 2021. This broadcast is being recorded in 2021. And I know God got great things for us for 2022. But you know what? I'm just going to stop and say one day at a time. Tomorrow is not promised for anybody. I believe that the word of God is so true when it say boast not for tomorrow because it's not promised and it is true. So we got to take one day at a time. We got to look at what we're doing now and what God got planned for us tomorrow. And I just believe in my heart that God got great, great things for you. Even as you listen to this podcast, I believe that God got doors that he's going to open for you. Yes, but I believe that God wants us to walk in those doors with him. You know, the Bible talks about what does a man profit if he gains the world and loses his soul. We don't want to gain everything in this world because this world is going to pass away. The only thing going to be left and the only thing going to stand is the word of God. We don't want to have everything that we have but don't have Jesus. Because if you got everything and don't have Jesus, you have nothing at all. So I just want to encourage you and let you know that God loves you, God cares for you, and God has needs of you. So I say this today, tomorrow, and the rest of your life, you can always have Jesus in your heart. So believe that and that you can walk in there. In Jesus' name, amen. I would like to thank you so much for listening to Because We Care podcast. See you next time. Bye now.